AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The jobs report for September is in, and U.S. employers added a surprisingly strong 336,000 new positions. It's about double what analysts had been expecting, despite Fed efforts to cool inflation by cooling the labor market. The unemployment rate stays unchanged at 3.8%. Striking actors in Hollywood say they hope to reach an agreement with the major studios soon, but they still have outstanding issues.
Let's talk about the money. Y'all make entirely too much money, $200 million in the last 4 years. That's ridiculous. We over here scraping pennies to get by so we can get to set and put gas in our car. Let's talk about the truth.
Exactly.
Second of all, we got AI, artificial intelligence. We're the ones striking right now, but we're striking for the rest of the world. Because if they do this to us, they won't be the last people that do that.
Autumn Hayes was on the picket line in Los Angeles. Former President Trump has made clear who he wants to serve as the next Speaker of the House. On his social media platform, Trump endorsed Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, who heads the House Judiciary Committee. A day after a Russian missile strike killed 51 people in Kharkiv, a second strike in that same Ukrainian area killed an elderly woman and her 10-year-old grandson.
Associated Press reporters at the scene saw emergency crews pulling the boy's body from the rubble of a building after the early morning attack. He was wearing pajamas with a Spider-Man design. Paulo Geronimo, for Portugal's service broadcaster RTP, was in a hotel with his team when the Russian rocket hit the area.
Just heard the explosion, felt the windows to brush, and all the glasses were broken.
The explosion left a crater in a city street. Debris and rubble littered the area. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Tropical storm Philippe's expected to affect the U.S. this weekend. This is AP News. The Biden administration's preparing to deport migrants from Venezuela who won't qualify for asylum.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas speaking in Mexico City.
Our two countries are being challenged by an unprecedented level of migration throughout our hemisphere.
He pledged the Biden administration is committed to working with Mexico to expand safe, orderly, and lawful pathways for migrants to come directly to the United States to obtain humanitarian relief. But he added,
with strict consequences for those who do not use those lawful means to enter our country.
I'm Ben Thomas.
A Michigan judge is expected to announce today whether to drop charges against two defendants accused of participating in a fake elector scheme. Michigan's attorney general says the group was brainwashed into believing Donald Trump won the 2020 election. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.